We welcome you in the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by ESPN's Sal Palantonio, my good buddy. And, I mean, what a stage for Brian Dawkins on Sunday night for the Eagles to hopefully bounce back from this demoralizing loss, which has affected everyone in the region. I mean, people are just bailing on this team, it seems like.
I don't know why they would be. I mean, I said all along, and I think I might have said it to you at the beginning of the summer, that I circled September 30th on the calendar. I said, if this team could be 2-1 going into the game against the Giants, it's their first game against a division opponent. It's at home. And if they can get 2-1, now I didn't think they would beat the Ravens and lose to the Cardinals. I thought it would be the opposite, like most people. But I said, if you get to 2-1 and then you get to play the Giants at home, this is a pivotal game. I always thought it was a pivotal game. And I think it could really tell the story of the entire season, this particular game coming up.
I agree with you. You've observed Michael Vick. You've seen the ups and downs throughout his years here. This is a three-game sustained, you know, you scratch your head sometimes. Where are these turnovers coming from? Then the two last-minute drives to win games, and then everything falling apart for the offense on Sunday. How do you evaluate Michael Vick at this point?
It's a roller coaster ride. You know, you got to strap on and buckle up and, you know, go along for the ride with this guy. It's ups and downs. And I think the major thing that they need to work on, based on what I saw of going back and looking the game against the Cardinals, is blitz recognition and reaction. Mm-hmm. Now, both Andy Reid and Michael Vick were asked about that today, David, and both of them sort of pushed it aside and said it wasn't a major deal. But the numbers really bear it out and the results bear it out. To me, when you're looking at this Eagles offense, they have to do a better job of blitz recognition and blitz pickup. And I was talking to Jason Kelce in the hallway, and it's pretty clear that Dallas Reynolds has the same responsibilities at the line of scrimmage that Kelce had, which is to look at the defense, set the protection, and then it's up to Michael Vick.
Right.
Just like when Kelce was there, same responsibilities to look at it and say, okay, this is where we need to adjust. And it's pretty clear that Vic was not doing a good job of that. After Reynolds sets the initial protection, it's up to Vic to adjust it, and he wasn't doing a good job of seeing, especially from his blind side. It's not a good situation right now.
Is there any reason to think that the Giants, who generally don't blitz because they get so much pressure from their front four, that this blueprint is laid out there and teams are just going to come after Michael Vick with wave and wave and wave of blitzes?
They have blitzed defensive backs effectively against the Eagles, the Giants.
Antrell Rolls has done a nice job. Yeah.
Yes, he has. And it really started with Leslie Frazier when the Vikings came in here after the snow game.
Yep.
That's when it all got started.
Yep.
So I think teams have seen that Vick has difficulty recognizing defensive back stinger blitzes from the edges. And that's a problem. And it shouldn't be, because Michael Vick completes more balls outside the hash marks than he does inside the hash marks. Mm-hmm. He's always looking outside the hash marks, primarily because of his height and because of the way the Eagles run their offense. But I think, to me, it's important for Michael Vick to really take responsibility for this.
Sal, you also hear the coaching staff talking, you know, people asking the coach, hey, run the ball more, structure the offense. You've been around Andy Reid here forever. What modifications does he make with Marty Morningwegen in this game? Do you think the Eagles kind of tighten things up and run the ball more, a little bit more conservative at all?
I don't know. It doesn't look like they've learned their lesson. You know, they got beat up pretty good by Ray Horton's defense out in the desert.
But they will make modifications when you say learn the lesson. I'm not asking you, will they go 55% run? I'm saying, do you add a little chip here, a max protect there, a shorter route?
Well, they had a
here.
Lot of max protect with Brent Celek and Clay Harbor, and they did use...
They used Shady a lot.
Against Arizona. So I don't know what else they can do unless they're just going to flat out be more of a power running team.
Okay.
And I don't see them morphing into that overnight.
Okay.
This is what they are on offense, and you could see that they were only sending two receivers out into routes. You got to remember, the last 10 games, the Eagles are 7-0 when Macklin plays and 0-3 when Macklin does not play, right? So they sent out a lot of two wide receiver only, DeMarcus Johnson, DeSean Jackson, and sometimes they had them on the same side of the field. Arizona had three corners or three defensive backs lined up, And Vic was holding the ball because no one was open, David.
And
no
he
one,
had time.
No,
right.
He had time. It really wasn't the offensive line's problem. It was the structure of the offense, the approach of the offense. And, you know, you can't really blame Vic. You can't blame the offensive line. I think you got to blame the schematics of what was called.
The Giants' defense, how good are they this year? They've seemed to be up and down. The Buccaneers had quite a game against them. The Cowboys moved the football the first game. And then on Thursday night, Carolina goes nowhere against the Giants' banged-up defense.
Yeah, well, I think they did a good job of spying Cam Newton. They did a lot of mush rush. I think Spagnuolo's defense kind of filtered down to where Perry Fuel said, all right, I'll do what they did against Vic in that championship game here in Philadelphia back in 2007. We'll mush rush and contain Newton. We'll use a spy so he doesn't run, which he didn't. And, you know, we'll cover their wide receivers. We'll double Steve Smith. And then we'll take our chances elsewhere. And I think they did a good job. They, you know, Fuel's a good situational defensive coordinator where, you know, they scheme up to what they face. And I think you'll see that again against Michael Vick.
How do the Eagles attack that Giants defense? Which the secondary, if you have time to throw the football, they have given up some big plays.
Well, they have, but everybody is trying to take away the deep ball from DeSean Jackson.
Yeah.
Everybody is looking at, okay, where find number 10.
Right. And don't let him get over the top.
And don't let him go over the top and force Michael Vick to throw the ball underneath where he's not anticipating an open receiver. He's basically throwing to the receiver when they're open.
Before we get to defense, one last thing. I mean, look, you've been through this whole quarterback thing years and years. I mean, predict what you think is going to happen here. You've got the young kid waiting in the wings. Everybody, all the fans love
predict.
The number two. I don't think fans are giving up on Michael Vick yet, but what do you see happening here?
I think there's a fatigue in the fan base with a concern to Michael Vick because they don't see last year's problems getting better. They don't see any difference. And they're wondering, okay, was that a mirage with Nick Foles in the preseason, or can he really play? And I think they want to find out. I think that's what I'm hearing from Eagles Nation, from my mailman, my barber, the guy who cuts my lawn, all of my friends. They're all like, okay, we'd like to see. Let's bring in the 6'6 right-hander from the bullpen and see what he's got.
Okay.
I'm hearing that. So while they're not giving up on Vic per se, they'd really like to see Foles play. Predicting is not what I'm in the business to do. Okay. I'm in the business to report. And what I'm hearing is that a lot of people around this team, people who know the coaches and the players, are wondering how much longer Michael Vick has.
Okay. Let's talk about the Eagles' defense against the best quarterback in the NFL, I think, Eli Manning right now.
He's certainly the best quarterback in the fourth quarter.
And on third downs. I've never seen anything like this guy.
Yeah.
What do you do if you're Juan Castillo?
Well, I think you got to take chances. I think you got to take chances against that offensive line. And that means maybe you do more than just wide nine. You got to blitz a little bit more. Because last week, the pressure on Cobb just wasn't there. But he's really good, Eli, at coming to the line of scrimmage and checking off. You know, of all the quarterbacks in the NFL, and I've talked to Kevin Gilbride about this a lot, I think Eli has more run-pass options at the line of scrimmage than just about anybody, other than maybe Breeze and Rodgers.
Okay.
So he gets to the line of scrimmage. Every one of his passes has a run element. Every one of his run elements has a pass. And Eli is very good at recognition and getting out of a bad play. And that's why in the fourth quarter, when defensive coordinators are supposed to be at their best and the chess match is between, you know, the guy calling the defense on the field and Eli's so good at last-minute checks, something that I think he learned a lot from his brother about.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just come such a long way. He's minimized. You talk about a quarterback who's learned how to not turn the football over. Eli Manning is the great case of that. Who do you like in this game, Sal? I mean, is it a Giants team coming in here to win the game, or the Eagles rise up and show what kind of football team they are? I know you don't predict. I know you don't predict.
I don't predict, but I always like the Eagles at home against the Giants.
Okay.
I always do. I mean,
we need something good here.
Seriously.
You're bumming me out a little bit.
I'm just saying. When the Cowboys come in here and when the Giants come in here, they don't like to play here.
Yeah.
They don't like to play here. They don't like to play here at night. They don't want to be here. Here's what they got to do. They got to drive up. You know, they got to drive down, rather. They got to stay in the hotel Saturday night.
Yeah, and hear it from fans all.
Hear it from fans all night long. Yeah. They got to hang out in the hotel, watch the games, come out to the game on Sunday. And then the people are crazy in South Philly. By Sunday night, it's total wackadoo nation.
Right, it's beautiful.
Crazy. It's great.
We love it.
Yeah.
But the Giants' big win here last
Dallas
year.
Dallas hates coming in here.
Yeah.
Giants hate coming here.
But the Giants came back and won last year. It was a crushing loss for the Eagles.
Yeah, it was.
All right. Well, hey, Sal, looking forward to it. Great game. Thank you very much for coming
in. But who predicts against the Eagles at the link on a Sunday night?
I have the guy in the hallway, Howard Eskin, walk by and goes, yeah, it's immortal. Stone cold mortal lock. Eagles win. Take that for what it's worth. Sal Palantonio, ESPN, thanks for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.